Hello, I'm your host Peter Kim, and welcome to AP United States History Even Deeper. In this episode, we'll be going into Period 7, America's World War II Unit. Today again, I'll be joined by my sister, Minji Kim, who is taking the AP US History course and is at around Period 7 as well.
So, I am right now learning about Period 7, and I had a few questions that I have written down about the World War II unit especially. So first question, in what way was FDR's early foreign policy like subordinated to his efforts towards domestic economic recovery?
So in Roosevelt's domestic economic recovery, which he called the New Deal, he aimed towards revitalizing America's industry and to be able to make America's economy stronger through exports. Through this, he needed to find other countries that are willing to accept his exports in his Neutrality Acts and later his Lend-Lease Acts. He found economic partners all over the world, from China to the United Kingdom and France and Poland, to sell and the Soviet Union, to sell arms and goods and other consumer products too. This allowed the United States to become a very powerful export economy and bring out the Depression.
Okay, so you mentioned something which is in my next question. So how did the Neutrality Act of 1939 modify the position taken by like earlier Neutrality Acts by the United States?
Previous Neutrality Acts were mostly talking about how the U.S. should completely stay out of World War II, as well as, well, previous European affairs. The United States did not want to have any political influence within Europe and wanted to rather focus on its own political interests. The Neutrality Act of 1939, however, more or less was contradictory to all the previous ones, saying that the United States can't take an economic stance to support one side during the Second World War.
Ooh, okay. So the other thing that you mentioned was the Lend-Lease Act, but I heard that the Lend-Lease Bill or Act was like a misnomer. So what would be a more accurate name for it then?
The Lend-Lease Act name kind of implies that countries would be, lending and leasing weapons and other goods from the United States and will be paying them back later. In fact, Lend-Lease was the complete opposite of that. Countries did not need to pay for any of the goods and weapons that the United States gave to them, which totaled almost $50 billion in today's money. The United States simply gave these weapons, these goods, and these weapons and products because it believed that it was going to be supportive of United States foreign policy interests.
So, a lot of U.S. leaders during this period had a lot of issues and, like, tangling with international relationships. So how was its effectiveness overall during World War II?
During the Second World War, Roosevelt wanted to build a strong coalition of allies that defeated the Nazis in Europe and the Japanese in Asia. He created definitive strong ties with Western Europe, particularly the UK, so they'd have strong economic political ties to defeat Nazi Germany in Western Europe, while previous administrations wanted to stay out even Western European affairs. FDR, despite lot of Western resentment and fear of communism, still was able to cultivate good relations with the Soviet Union during World War II in a pact of mutual interest to defeat the Nazis in Europe. In Japan and Asia, while the United States was mostly the powerhouse that defeated the Japanese in the Pacific War, it still found allies in, say, countries in Oceania, in Australia and New Zealand, and supported Lend-Lease to countries like China.
Okay, thank you again for answering my questions, and this time I'll make sure not to fail the test.
No problem. This has been Period 7. of another episode of AP US History, even deeper. Tune in for next episode.